Listen, you guys in the society, you're not the ones who called her when she got home, are you?
Called her? Kara asked.
Scott looked at her carefully. Yeah, something about casting a spell and taking away her destiny?
Kara shook her head. She was still light and breezy, but there was also a trace of sadness to her voice.
No, that wasn't us. At least it wasn't me.
But you know something about it?
I know that Brooke is pretty mad about all the attention your sister's been getting.
Brooke?
Yeah, you know, the leader of the society.
And I know that she and a few of the kids are getting really heavy into Satanism.
Satanism? Scott asked.
Yeah.
But not you, huh?
Kara laughed.
No way.
Scott glanced at her. She sure seemed to be telling the truth.
Well, he continued, if you should happen to see Brooke, tell her to lay off, will you? Becca's pretty shook already, and she doesn't need somebody playing with her mind.
I will, Scott, Kara held his gaze. You have my word on it. I'll definitely tell her.
There was something about the sincerity in Kara's voice and the twinkle in her jade-green eyes that caught Scott off guard, that made him realize he was definitely mad at the wrong person. It also made him realize it was time to change gears and dig up some of that world-famous Scott Williams charm.
"Hey, how about that homework Mr. Patton is laying on us?" he asked.
"Yeah," Kara said, suddenly sounding as chipper as ever. "That's what I want to talk to you about." She nodded to a couple of passing boys and continued, "I was wondering, I mean, you're so good at algebra and everything. Could you, could we, like, get together sometime and maybe you could tutor me a little?"
For a split second, Scott was surprised. Then came the grin. He'd heard rumors about California girls and how forward they could be, but he'd never seen one in action.
Tutor her? Who was she kidding? He knew a come-on when he heard one.
But that's okay. If that's how the game was played, he could play it as well as the next guy.
Sure, he said slowly, pretending to think over her request. I'm sure we could, work something out.
Great, she beamed, then suddenly spun on her heels and headed off in the opposite direction.
I'll give you a call.
Yeah, right, Scott said, trying to cover his surprise. You give me a call.
He continued to stare after her, marveling, until Daryl brought him back to reality with one of his irritating sniffs.
You're good, Daryl said, shaking his head in admiration.
Real good.
Yeah, Scott chuckled, although he still wasn't sure what he had done or how he had done it. I guess I am pretty smooth.